Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 273.
Hey, guys.
What was that?
I have no idea.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and that voice was Jeff Chorty. Even though it wasn't really his voice, it was
no. I don't even
really
know
crazy.
Why I did that. I really don't.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Welcome, internet.
I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
It's only Jeff and I today. Jason could not join us. He's swamped at work, and Glenn is. Fell off the face of the planet, so we don't.
He's
even
alive.
Know
he was. He was on vacation last week, and he turned off his notifications, and he got back, and he's come down with like the flu or some kind of nastiness. I like to call it a case of the vagina, and not the good one.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, it's the one where you kind of turn into it, and not
turn into a vagina.
It. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. But he'll get well soon, Glenn. Get well soon.
Yeah. All right. So today we are talking about what we would have in our food court of the museum from a couple weeks ago that we talked about the museum picture. We only got a little bit of response for this one, so we'll probably blitz through it pretty quickly, hopefully. And then before that, we're going to do distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, if we have
Sounds
one.
Good.
That's the big question. Will we have a question of the week?
Who knows? We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it
out. I have an idea.
Okay, cool. But before that, man, Jeff, what's up, dude?
Hey, not much. This week's been kind of busy. Remember a while ago when I told you I had to do like presentations for work, a presentation for work?
Yeah, and you did one, what, like was, 3-4 weeks ago?
I said, yeah, about 4 weeks. Sometime it was like late February, I think it was.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly when it was. It was around that time. Apparently the management and higher ups thought I did such a good job that I'm going to be now presenting that with another person to 7 other teams over the next week.
Wow.
So, thing is, I didn't even know. Like, I went to work, this was yesterday, and there's like, I popped up a thing saying meeting for this thing that we're doing, the people that are working on it. So I go to this meeting.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, well, this is what we're going to do for the presentation, whatever. Jeff, you're going to, like, I'm like, what is this? I thought it was just like a meeting for some crap. And they're like, no, we're going to be presenting, like, rolling this out to the rest of the team, and, like, the entire, like, center. And I was like, oh, okay. And like, here's a schedule of who's doing which presentations, whatever. And I'm on like more than half of them. Like, oh. Awesome. So the first one was actually today, and even though we had this meeting yesterday, so it went well. It went really well. So
okay.
It's kind of cool. Kind of gives me a little bit of a break from my regular everyday work. So.
That's also really good for you at your job, though.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
Got to be some really highly visible shit that you're doing.
Oh, it's crazy. Like I've had like so many like managers come up to me and be like, did you ever take any training on this kind of stuff? And I was like, no. Like, wow, you're just a natural for speaking, like, I guess, like, speaking in front of groups. I'm like, I'm, like, shitting my pants, man. I'm like, I am not, you know, like, right now it's kind of smaller groups,
right.
Like, of, like, maybe 15. But, I mean, if you, like, times that by 2, I'd probably be sitting there like,
I don't know about you, but I've noticed that, like, for me,
mm-hmm.
doing shit like this actually helps with me presenting.
That might be something
like
to
that.
Do with it, actually.
Yeah, because it's even when you're nervous and like there's other shit going on, you can still present yourself in a way that you still are good at talking about, you know, items that you know about that you are interested in.
Exactly.
So,
like, interested about is one thing for work, but knowing about it definitely helps. Like if I have to second guess myself, then I can. That's when I kind of get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
When I know and I'm like looking at this group saying they don't like what I'm telling them what they need to do and how it's going to work. Is they have to take my word as gospel because
right.
they don't know any difference. So that kind of makes it.
Yeah, it's a confidence thing.
Yeah, and of course, with this show, we can just get drunk. So that helps.
No,
I
yeah,
can't
that's
really
true
do
too.
That at work. So that might make it more fun, but can't really do that. So
yeah,
that's kind of cool. Last weekend did something I haven't done in a while is got together with a lot of my friends. They came over and we basically played video games all day.
Nice.
I wouldn't say all day. I guess the first people kind of got here on like 4 o'clock or around that time, and then we basically played till about midnight. We had a bunch of tournaments like Mario Kart and Super Nintendo.
Oh, wow, dude. That's
yeah.
awesome.
That was fun.
That's like old school shit. I haven't done that in a long-ass time, man.
I tried to mix it up with old school, new school stuff. The problem is a lot of my friends, like, they enjoy a lot of the old school stuff, and then there's a small group that play the newer stuff, and then the problem was, like, when you're playing the old school stuff, everyone's all engaged. Like, we're playing Mortal Kombat 2, Mario Kart, there's another old one. Oh, Street Fighter HD Remix. Even though it's HD Remix, it's still Street Fighter 2. It's still the old version.
Okay.
But then when you go to the newer stuff, some of them kind of lose lose interest, something like that, because I guess they just aren't familiar with it. They just know they're going to get their ass kicked or whatever. But, yeah, we played some Perfect Dark on, 360 version.
Wow, dude.
Dark. Yeah. We had to do the 360 version of that, because, I mean, the old version just does not hold up.
Yeah.
Played some PlayStation All-Stars. That was fun. And some Third Strike. And I think there's something else we played in there. We're going to play some NBA Jam, but unfortunately, the person who was going to bring extra PS3 controllers forgot, and I only have three PS3 controllers, so we couldn't do the NBA Jam tournament we're going to do, the 2-on-2. But it was actually a lot of fun. We had a good time, ordered some pizza and stuff. It felt like the good old days. We were trying to make this as like a kind of like a bi-monthly thing or something like that.
That's cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, but that's about it, man. That was the excitement of my week. What about you?
Cool. Wow. It's been a crazy week at work. So today was my last day. Today's Thursday.
Congrats.
Thank you. And, it was pretty surreal. Like this entire week, I have been pretty swamped trying to get things wrapped up and ready to go for people to take over. Cause, you know, it's like we're gonna get to this later on, in an email that I happened to start reading earlier. But, you know, I'm the kind of person that, you know, don't burn bridges, you know, definitely don't burn bridges.
Yeah,
so,
you don't do that.
They got my 100% up until today, you know, and that's the kind of person I am, you know, so.
Yeah.
So this
I thought you meant up until today they did something terrible, like didn't say bye or kind
of.
Oh, like,
no. It was actually really surreal. Today, the past week, I've been having, you know, I mentioned this last week, I've been having these knowledge transfer meetings with like four other people to make sure that everybody knew, the ins and outs of some of the more complicated places in the application. And then, you know, I've also, 3 days before I turned in my resignation, I got, the business administration, or business analyst, job for this new service that they're working on. So I started that and then handed in my resignation, and I've continued to do that. So I had to get that up to a place where I could pass that off to someone who's less experienced than I am in that sort of thing. And so I've been doing all this stuff trying to get everybody caught up. And then today, you know, I spent the majority of my day, like the first half of my day, just commenting code. Because it was a request from my most senior developer on my team, and he wanted me to comment like one of the most complicated areas of the code. So I went through and I did that. Then we went out to lunch. Lunch was 2 hours, and my boss was there, so it was like he didn't give a shit. We left at 11:30. We didn't get back till almost 2.
That's awesome.
So we were, you know, it was 16 people on the team. There's only like 21 people on the team, so 16 people on the team were out to lunch for 2 hours. And then like the last half of my day, was packing my shit. And, you know, it's crazy. It's a crazy feeling when, you know, you're at a place for 9.5 years and all of a sudden you're packing your shit, you know? And, you know, I had people, like people on the team coming over and, you know, talking to me. And like, I had a few of them took pictures. We took a group picture of the development team. I was like, this is crazy. I mean, I didn't think that this is going to be that big of a deal, but. And then my wife came so I could load my stuff into her car because it wouldn't fit into mine. And she brought the kids with them. So we were, you know, everybody was playing with the kids and that kind of thing. And then when I was on my way out, literally like the entire team walked me out of the building.
That's gotta feel good.
It did. That's the thing. It was really hard too, because it's like, you know, yes, I know I'm moving on to a different position that's going to be better for me. And yes, I have my differences with the company itself, not my team. My team is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I think most people say the same.
Yeah. But like with the company itself and the way it does its business and handles its employees more than anything, you know, I have some issues there, but you know, those people that I worked with, you know, I've made really strong working relationships with those people. And now I've left. And, you know, there's a lot of, and it didn't really hit me until, you know, I was leaving. It's like, now the anxiety is starting. I have to rebuild these working relationships with new people. And, you know, it's like, I was really tight with my entire development team, you know? So yeah, it's been, today was quite a day. It was quite a day.
Cool.
So
you'll build those relationships really quickly, especially now today. Like We've moved around a few times. It's not even close to the scale that you have. I mean, you worked there for how long? 8 years?
9.5 years, yeah.
9.5 years? That's a long time, but like, it's, when you move somewhere, I get the same kind of thing, even though I move from like different teams, like, it only takes a couple weeks and then, you know, there you go, bam.
Yeah.
You don't, of course, not gonna have just as good a relationship with those people quite yet, but feeling comfortable anyway.
Yeah. We'll see.
A few jokes, see who laughs. Whoever doesn't laugh, fucking just don't ever talk to them again.
You can go away. But, yeah, they're, and so like all of next week is going to be apparently like this week long orientation, to joining GM. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, it's been a crazy week, man. I wasn't sure what to expect. And, you know, I got quite the farewell from the people that I work with. So, that felt pretty good. And I got like, as I said a while back, I re-got, I don't know if that's a good word, but they reiterated that it's like an open invitation for me to go back. So.
Good.
That's cool. Like, yeah, it's, you know, don't burn bridges, man, because you never know what's going
to
happen.
And that being said, a person I used to work with, didn't really like his job, what we're doing here and, where I work. And he didn't necessarily burn bridges, but he didn't really go out elegantly. He kind of was bitter, and then he went to this new job, thought it was the best thing ever, and he's now since quit. So, and he's doesn't have that open invite to come back to my place business, yeah. So he kind of got screwed, so now he's basically unemployed. So, let there be a lesson out there, don't burn a bridge unless you absolutely need to or have to or find any kind of reason to. You leave nicely. I actually tell you the truth, I've never left a place where they've said, you can't come back. Pretty much everyone has said, like, hey, you know, if you want to come back.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you very much, EB Games, but I don't think I will be.
I know, right?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And it's not even that. It's like, you want to make sure, like, just to give you an example of how I got, you know, of how things turn around. It's like, I got the job I just left because of, my boss. I worked with him at IBM and him and I had a good working relationship. So, you want to keep those working relationships as positive as possible and make sure that everything is that you have, like all your frustrations about your job, don't display them openly and vent in to like, just don't burn that bridge. That's really where I'm going. And it's, you know, there's so many different ways you could do it. It's like, don't slack off your last week. Don't, you know, I was joking around with, one of my developers, and I was like, I was thinking about just like on the way out one day, like on my last day, I was going to say, all right, guys, well, it's been great. I left a little present for you in the code. Later, bitches. And leaving that way. And, you know, that got a laugh, but that's all it's for is getting a laugh. You know, your obligation is to do your job until you leave. And if you can do that, and you leave on good relationships, it's gonna pay off. It's more likely to pay off than bite you in the ass, because it's gonna bite you in the ass if you burn that bridge. Yeah, there's a much better chance of burning the bridge biting you in the ass than not burning it helping you. If that makes
sense. That life lesson was brought to you by Mr. Chris Ricci of Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right.
Host of Interactive Distraction. Actually, I meant to bring up something when I was talking about the whole presentation thing.
Yeah.
And this is something that every single person who's ever presenting to you, people listening and people of the world, and they will say, don't be afraid to ask questions because there's no such thing as a bad
stupid
question.
Yeah.
Now, or a stupid question. Now, people will know me. You definitely know me by now that I can be pretty sarcastic and I will not pull up. If there's an opportunity to rib somebody, I will do it. It's just what I do, especially if they do something dumb. And I expect them to do the same with me. The hardest thing doing these last two presentations was if somebody asked a stupid ass question, I'd have to sit there and be like, no, that's a really good question. Oh my God, you've been here for how long and you don't know the fuck? Okay. All right. That was literally the hardest thing. The choke back, like a lot, or some kind of like, I'll do it to like people I know really well. And I guess that's not really fair either. But yeah. So when people tell you, there's no such thing as a stupid question. When you ask a stupid question, the person's going to be thinking, that's a fucking stupid question. So don't, in your life, think for a second that they mean that from the bottom of their heart, or honestly. Because trust me, there are such things as stupid questions. So, I won't make up examples because the examples aren't going to make any sense to anyone who's listening right now, but it's possible. So think twice before you're stupid.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
Let's talk some games.
Yeah.
What do you got this week, man?
Not too much. I played some Devil May Cry on PC.
Oh, is it a lot better?
It is, yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, the console versions are fine, but the PC version is just fine. I don't know what frame rate I'm running, but I have everything maxed out. It's super, super smooth. It's easily above 60 or 60. It's like, doesn't have any hitches or nothing. It's really anti-alias. It's like very smooth. It's the smoothest game I've played on my PC since I've owned it.
Oh, wow.
And it's, yeah, I don't show this. Well, then again, it's like one of the first Unreal games I've played. So maybe it's just very optimized for PCs, obviously. But yeah, I was impressed. And I was kind of like, I'm not disappointed I didn't get the PC version first by any means. I enjoy the console versions, but I will definitely be playing through it again just because it does look really, really good. But I only played through like the first couple chapters. I beat Tomb Raider. You beat Tomb Raider?
I did not beat Tomb Raider. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you like this vague idea of where I am, and I want you to give me an idea of how close I am to the end.
Okay.
All right. Trying to figure out this,
axe in the back?
Yeah, just past that.
Just past that? I'd say you have another. Well, it depends. You say you do everything, though. You look for everything?
I look for things that are convenient to look for. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Not looking for things that are convenient to look for, I'd say you have another 2.5 hours.
Okay, that's not bad. So next week I'll be able to talk about.
You should be done. Because that's exactly the part where I was at, where we were talking in the Showbox at Retroids, where Craig said I finally have 3 hours left.
Okay, so I've caught up to where you were when we were chatting about it.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
That's pretty much exactly where I was. Or very, very closely afterwards. Oh, no, actually. Oh, Mike, see, I'm going to blur because I literally played that game in like 3 sittings, so it's very.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You might have like 4 hours left.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll still get it by next week.
So.
That game's awesome. I really liked it. Really, really liked it.
I'm enjoying it. I'm very, very much enjoying it. But I'm going to be honest with you. It feels like Tomb Raider. I'm not Tomb Raider. It feels like Uncharted. Yeah, it feels like Uncharted. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that is a bad thing because I love Uncharted. But a lot of people are saying like, no, this feels different. And it does not feel different to me. Not at all.
Okay, I thought the same thing at first. But after playing through it, and I've actually started a second playthrough, I feel it shares a lot in common with Uncharted. I mean, the whole thing, they're searching for, like, relics, and too, they're trying to, like, well, I guess they're not really searching for that in this one, but, the way it's kind of structured, but I think it's got a lot of, like, and at first I thought people were crazy for saying it's got some, like, Batman Arkham Asylum in it. I was like, what? No. Not in regards to do with combat. That doesn't. Nothing like it.
I think that part is more of like the way the level design is,
the Batman. Yeah,
yeah. The comparison to Batman, I can see that with like the way the level designs are.
The level designs, and you can get the different equipment you can get, and you probably don't have the zip line yet. I'm guessing. No, you don't. Like you get a lot of stuff and upgrade a lot of stuff that makes you just feel like you never got that in Uncharted. Uncharted, you basically had your guns. And
yeah, you didn't get any tools, and so the tools are definitely like an addition, but it's still mm-hmm. for me it still feels just like an enhancement to what Uncharted is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like they still have all of the really huge set pieces that you're running through, and you know you still are fighting mobs of enemies that are sometimes bullet sponges, you know, and the combat is. You know, I'm not sure I enjoy, I like the AI better. Like I think they do a better job.
They do more stuff.
But I don't like the idea of, like for some reason the, like the dodge and the cover mechanic is not as tight as Uncharted.
See, I like the cover mechanic better in this, and I actually like, I think I might even like it better than something like Gears of War. Because I like that it's, you walk up to it, she takes cover. And you don't have to hit a button to move it, to get off of it, and you have to hit a button to go into it.
Right.
She'll automatically take it, and I just feel, she'll automatically take it. Sorry. she'll just like dive into cover, do whatever, and then you can easily go around it. Like, I never once got stuck on geometry.
Yeah, and I,
in this game.
And I appreciate that part of it, but a lot of times I want to roll into cover or dodge into cover or something like that. And I mean, there have been times where she just goes the completely wrong direction from what
you,
I really
you
wanted
control
to
that.
Yeah, you think so, and then she goes a different direction.
I've
had that happen to me before. So when I'm in large gunfights and I'm trying to dodge dynamite.
Are you doing the double roll or the single one? Like, are you just hitting the dodge button or are you doing the dodge, then the roll?
Dodge roll.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had a problem directing that at all where I wanted to go. In fact, I thought it was the best version of it because you can actually kind of change directions in mid-roll, but it looks like a realistic change of direction. It's not like she'll just automatically start moving the other way. You actually see her plant her hand down to like change direction. I thought it was actually kind of cool.
Hmm.
And you get some cool techniques we can use with the dodge later on.
Oh yeah, I'm loving those, the things that you get with skill points and after you level up.
Yeah,
I've pretty much gotten all of those because they're freaking awesome. And again, I am not you know complaining about the game. I'm just pointing out some.
Oh,
things
I know,
that
no,
I've
I'm
run
just
into,
drawing
so.
Comparison that I did not have that issue at all.
Yeah, it's other than that, it's a fantastic game, and I am very much enjoying it. So I should have it beat by next week, but. Yeah, overall, I mean, it's just a fantastic, they put together a fantastic game. It's a great reboot.
Yep, and I really hope that, I actually do think a lot of people bought this game, because this game, so many people on my friends list on both 360 and PSN or PS3 are playing this game.
Yeah, I don't think a Tomb Raider has sold this well since the PS1.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would not be surprised if it was like in the millions in the first week, because I think, like, not since, like, a Halo game, a Call of Duty game, or something along those lines have I seen this many people playing the same game at one time.
Oh, wow.
On either console.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, I really liked it. And I hope that gets attention. I hope they can do Soul Reaver. I really fucking hope they can do that.
That would be cool.
Reboot that.
Yeah, I've actually never played those games, so. One of those.
I think you would absolutely love Soul Reaver Legacy. I think you'll love it.
I've heard that before, because.
I don't think you'll be a big fan of the other ones, but.
Yeah.
Soul Reaver ones are awesome.
Cool.
How
was the how did it end for you? How did you like how it ended?
I didn't mind it at all. I thought it was fine.
Okay.
I mean it's got some kookiness to it, but it's a video game, and Indiana Jones had some fucked up shit happen in those movies that people complain, right? I mean, got some supernatural shit at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just nuts. And I mean, Temple of Doom, guy fucking rips out a dude's heart.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's got some crazy shit, and it takes like a little bit of a, I wouldn't even say it's a twist. It's like, at least it stays consistent with the narrative, I think, throughout the game. The only thing I just wish it kind of developed the other characters more, but I think that's not really what Crystal Dynamics were going for the first reboot. I think they were just going for the whole, this is how she becomes what she is. And I think it does a good job of that. Like, take out the fact that she becomes a fucking crazy, like, murderer, basically, after the first, like, 45 minutes. But
she's female Nathan Drake? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, in terms of her personality and why she's doing what she's doing for the rest of the games, it does make sense. Like, the game didn't end. I wasn't sitting there, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? It was kind of like, oh, okay, cool. There's one of the first games in a while where I actually beat it, and I was satisfied with the ending. I didn't have any questions. I was like, oh, they didn't explain this and explain this. I'm like, it's a fucking video game. It's not a movie or a TV series. They're not gonna be able to wrap up everything.
Yeah.
They wrapped up all the important stuff anyway.
Okay, cool. Look forward to it.
What else did I play? Oh, then of course I played some God of War.
Oh yeah, you did get
Ascension.
That.
Ascension.
And?
Meh.
It's God of War.
It is the most meh of a game that I've played that's one of my favorite franchises of all time.
Oh wow.
It's just very, I can't even say it's more God of War, because I actually think, like, my initial thoughts were playing through the first couple hours is, yeah, it's God of War, but it seems like God of War B team made this game.
Oh wow.
Even though they didn't. It's like proper Sony Santa Monica. But it's, I don't know, like, the stuff that they added into the game, they didn't really add it into the game. So now you can, like, pick up weapons. from your enemies and use them. But all those weapons are you're picking up are different variations of weapons you got in the first three games.
Yeah.
So instead of getting a bow and arrow like you did in three, you get this javelin you can take off of an enemy, but it still acts the exact same way as the bow and arrow did. So you're not really getting anything new. You're just getting a different variant of what you used before. I have had a problem. Some people say they don't have this problem. I've Googled it. A lot of other people have this problem. I'm having a lot of audio issues with the game. Where
I saw you mention that. What kind of audio issues are you having?
Okay, like some sound effects will seem delayed. Some just won't happen at all. And the thing is, it's not consistent. Like I'll play an area twice, and I'll hear the sound effects, then I'll play it again. I'll be like, oh, wait, the sound effects weren't there this time. Or the music will cut out and or go really low for a bit. And then at first I was like, okay, well, I'll put on my headset and change the settings because it has audio settings. You can change it to headset, Dolby, or digital 5.1. So I was like, hey, I put it to headset. And I was like, oh, actually, this does sound better. But it did start to have the same issue here or there where sound effects, it just seemed very quiet, like a very quiet God of War. Half the reason God of War is so awesome is that the presentation overall is usually spectacular, usually unrivaled, in my opinion, with sound and visuals and everything. And it just wasn't, like, hits that you'd expect to be like, boom, would be like, puff. It's kind of like that. You can tell it's meant to sound loud, but it's not coming through loud on my speakers or through my headset. And then all of a sudden, I'll be walking through an area, and I'll be like, there's no fucking music here. And that's very rare for a God of War game, that there's no music going on at any time, unless you're doing some, like, traversal stuff or whatever. And, but then I'd replay that section, and there was music there. It's really weird. I don't know if, like, I tweeted to Sony Santa Monica, they haven't gotten back to me, and I haven't seen them post anything about this, but they didn't reply back to me. But if you do a Google search, like, these issues, a lot of people are having them. So it's not just me. So I'm wondering if it's some kind of, like, configuration thing I thought at first for my surround set, like my theater setup, but can't find the answer. I have no idea. So that, and I will say that does kind of hamper the game a bit for me when I'm sitting there playing and it's like intense battle and then sound, like the thing is the sound doesn't totally cut out. So it's kind of, if you're not like really anal, you might not notice it, but it's just weird stuff. Like him pounding on a chest to get red orbs, he'll pound the chest. There'll be no noise, but then it'll make the noise of the orbs coming out and you absorbing them. So it's like, that just, it's just weird.
That is weird. But,
I don't know, the opening's kind of cool. It's like, the opening's the demo, so you play the demo, you play the opening. There's a lot of times in the first couple hours where the screen, the camera will pan back, where you can barely see Kratos, and you're in a battle, and it's just so annoying. It's like, there's no point in me trying to fucking dodge anything. I'm just gonna fucking square, square, triangle. Square, square, triangle.
That's the way to do it.
Dodge for the hell of it, square, square, triangle.
Dodge for the hell of it.
Just like there's seriously a boss battle where the screen pulls back and you're so small. This is like a fucking boss battle. And I had no idea where the fuck I was. I was dodging just to see which character I was on the screen.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't even know if I'm not like swinging, even when we swing the Chains of Olympus, I was like, I can't really tell if I'm on that side or if that's my chains wrapping around from other side. I'm going to dodge, see where I am. It's, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping I get over that bit. I'm hoping they patch the sound if it is indeed something that's coded into the game and not actual the people's like sound systems. That's the issue. But then again, when I use my headset, I don't see why that would be an issue. But I don't know. It's just like we can say like we'll say like it's more Halo. It's more fucking Valkyria Chronicles. It's more whatever. Any kind of games that we like. More of the same is good, but more of the same that feels less is not good.
Yeah.
And that's, it's like ODST for Halo is like, that's the thing is like, yeah, it's more of the same Halo. I like Halo, but it just didn't seem as good as the other ones. This is exactly how I feel about Ascension. I'm like, it's more God of War, but I feel like it's regressed since 3 so far. So I don't know. Hopefully I'll have it beat by next week. I mean, the first thing I try to do is play the Last of Us demo because it comes with the Last of Us demo. But the Last of Us demo doesn't come out till May 7th or something like that.
Oh, seriously?
Go to the Last of Us, so you go to the Last of Us demo, and it has a countdown. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And apparently it's actually on the disc, too. Apparently it's not even, like, you're going to be downloaded. That's just what I've read on the NeoGAF, anyway. Don't worry, guys, I'm not part of NeoGAF. I wouldn't join that thing. It's just, that's what I've read on there. So, what the fuck? But, yeah. And then after I played a couple hours of that, not in one sitting, in two separate sittings, I was like, I'm going to go back to Tomb Raider and try to find stuff, you know, just collect stuff that I haven't got before. I never do that in games. And that says something when it's from, like, a God of War game.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to play it at some point, because I really want to see what you think about
well,
it.
Well, I got to play DMC and Metal Gear Rising are on the list first, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But so far, I'm disappointed, but only disappointed because I probably had really, really high standards, I guess.
Well, I mean, so. it's your favorite series. You're one of your favorite series, you know.
It's probably my favorite, like, series outside of, like, Street Fighter, yeah.
I can understand being disappointed.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make a 180 and all of a sudden love this freaking game again. But to be honest, I'm playing it and I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to play God of War 3 through again. Or 2. whatever. Chris, cheer me up. What are you?
I don't really have anything to add much. Definitely not cheerful. So we talked about Tomb Raider already. That's what I spent the majority of my time on this week.
Mm-hmm.
I played some more, Ni No Kuni, just trying to, chip away at the platinum, because I do want to eventually get it.
Yeah.
And Sunday, my daughter's taking a nap and I boot up my PS3 and yellow light flash and it turns off and blinking red light. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Does this happen before your 360?
I don't know, man. My 360 is still running. And I'm glad it did right now because, I'm playing Tomb Raider on my 360. I was able to fully power it down. I switched it off in the back. I turned it back on and I turned on the system by hitting the eject button and it did spit my disc out. So that's a plus.
That's definitely a plus.
At that point.
Just got that back.
At that point, my controller, like the system was trying to boot up and my controller was trying to connect and it couldn't. It wouldn't connect. So I plugged in the controller. And like it actually came up with the screen that says, it was showing me my cloud saves that had updated overnight. So it did come on overnight and update my and upload my cloud saves that I wanted. So I plugged in the controller and then it connected, and I hit X to continue to advance into the OS, and it loads up the OS and then it beeps again and shuts off, and I get a flashing red light. So I'm not sure what the issue is. At first, I thought the fan wasn't coming on and that's why it was shutting down, but I checked it one more time and the fan, it sounded like the fan was coming on. So I haven't really messed with it much since Sunday, to find out what's going on. But, my hope right now is to at least get my save data off of the hard drive somehow.
Yeah. I don't even know how you can do that.
Well, I mean, if all else fails, I'll open up the PS3 and try and fix it. Cause I mean, they've got videos of how to do that. And granted, I know it's not going to last me a very long, but, hopefully it'll at least last me long enough to download all of my saves and upload the ones that I can't transfer to the cloud. So I can get them when I replace it. So outside of that, it's been like, how do I replace it?
I'd be worried about getting the games backed up on something, so you don't have to re-download everything.
I'm not really worried about that. Cause, I'll just download as I play them. So it's not really that big of a deal. I think the only thing is it's a little more annoying because I had like over 100 games on my hard drive, So rather than just like scanning and looking at lots of free shit from PS Plus, instead of just like scanning this long list of games, now I have to scan my download list and actually download all the shit again. So that's a little annoying, but, from what I understand, you can't actually do a backup restore from one system to another anyway.
Because it'd be formatted for the same console, right?
Well, you would think the backup restore would just back up the data on the hard drive and not necessarily what system the hard drive was linked to. And the fact that you can't move the hard drive to a new fucking PS3 is retarded.
As I say, we talked about this on Showbox 2. This is probably the only good thing that comes out of proprietary shit.
Yeah.
But you can put that shit on any kind of similar.
And that's the thing, but it's like, even outside of that, there's no reason they couldn't have done that. I just don't understand that decision. That was a stupid decision for them. I've been looking at options on trying to replace this thing, and, cheapest option is like the Uncharted 3 Game of the Year bundle that comes with, that's like $270 or something like that. And, you know.
Did we talk about this on the show last week, or did we talk about this through email?
We talked about this in the shout box. Because this happened Sunday. It happened after we recorded.
Okay, because that's bullshit. Like, I really hate the fact that both Sony and Microsoft refuse to drop their consoles. Because both, let's be realistic, both of them right now should be about $150.
Yeah, they could both have a $150 option.
But they refuse to do that. They refuse. So let's just pack in more shit and keep the price.
I don't want you to pack in
at.
More shit. You know, it's like, this is about the time when there are people that are buying a second system, or there are people that are replacing a bad
one. And they should do that. Like, to be honest, if they were both down to $150 or even around that area, I'd be way more inclined to buy like a second con. Like, I already have two PS3s, but I might be like, maybe I need a 360 for the other, which I wouldn't, because there's no Blu-ray, there's no point to having another 360. But there's probably a lot of people out there that only have one of each, or only one, and might as well drop that price down to make it like 150, like 100 to 150, that is almost impulse buy for people that like technology.
Even for the PS3, even 200, I would have just gone out and gotten
it. And got one, yeah.
You know, cause it would not have even been an issue, because my PS3, not only do I have like 80 games for my PS3, all right. My 360, I've got like 60 something games. So there's a few more on the PS3, but my PS3 is also my Blu-ray player. You know, that's how I watch my movies. So, you know, that's the other side of it. It's like, now I'm out of PS3 and I can't play any of my Blu-rays. So, you know, $200, I would have easily just, it would not, there would be no hesitation. I would have gone out and gotten it. But, when it's 260 and it's coming with shit that I don't need, you know, it's a different story, but. In reality, I actually found someone who would buy Uncharted from me for like $30.
Is it just Uncharted 3?
Or it's Uncharted 3 Game of the Year edition.
Okay, so it's all the DLC.
Yeah, it's all the DLC
too. For the multiplayer
too.
Crap, basically.
Right. All the stuff I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
But, I was just going to say, I haven't really decided what I'm going to do. Because part of me is like, you know, what's the next big PS3 exclusive that's coming out? You know, Last of Us.
Yeah. That's probably the Last of Us, then Beyond.
Beyond's
going to be on PS4 as well.
Yeah, it might be. I could probably wait until those come out, just to see if the price drops, or just to see if there's a deal or something.
Yeah,
like
we need to have this conversation. Like, I'm kind of. Do you think they're going to drop it before the PS4?
They should. I really think they should.
I think they should, but this is the reason why I don't think, business wise, if they don't. When the PS4 launches, if they can keep the PS4 at the launch price that we want them to, we shouldn't say expect them to, around like $399, $499, that makes the PS4 even more, attractive. Because people will be like, oh, it's $299 or $250 for a PS3, but for an extra $100, $140, I get the PS4.
Yeah.
But if they drop the price, they're going to run into the whole thing what happened with the PS2, where they're like, holy crap, we can buy a PS2 Slim for $99.99 or get a PS3 for $600.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I see that. I see that point, but. I got to think they're going to do it. You know, it's like, it's just ridiculous. The fact that they remodeled the damn thing and then raised the price.
Yeah,
but they bundled shit in. I don't care if you bundle shit in. You still raise the price.
It's still higher. Yeah. Okay, I got something that I don't fucking want.
Yeah, I got a game that I already have two copies of. That's great.
Yeah. You know what? Don't give me the game. Give me a fucking voucher, because now that they have the whole day one, give me a voucher to redeem for any two games that I want on PSN. How about that?
But they'd have to put a stipulation on it, because they're not giving away $60 games. They're giving away fucking Uncharted.
Oh, they're giving away games that are exactly that.
And it's like, the other option was like, now they have the new God of War Ascension bundle that comes. It's a red PS3 comes with God of War. And I think it comes with like a year plus, but it's $350. It's like, I'm not going to pay you $350 for a system that just happened to break. It's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I haven't decided what I want to do yet. It's like I say I want to wait, but I don't know how strong my willpower is at this point.
Basically comes down to when you want to play Last of Us, or I'm trying to think of other what
Metal Gear
play
Rising
Bioshock
is
on.
The thing. It's like, I want Metal Gear Rising on the PS3. That's what I want to play.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah.
You know. So it's like,
but that's honestly one you don't need on the PS3. Like, it runs just as well on the 360. Just the video is going to look a little bit compressed. That's
yeah,
the only difference.
Right. But also, the PS3 one has like exclusive DLC and all that bullshit. So if there's ever a situation where I wanted that,
let's be realistic. Will you actually want to play that DLC? We don't even know what it is.
I don't know what it is yet. I mean, it's very possible I will. I mean, you know, if the game is worth fun.
Buying a brand new PS3 just so you can play a slightly
fucking not right now, version. You know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's and so that's the big thing. It's like I want to replace it, but it's like I also have to think about the fact that I need a car. You know, it's like I'm in the market I found someone who may be buying my car, and I need to get a car that will more suit my family. And it's like every additional dime that I have is going towards the down payment of that car because I want to keep my payments low. So, you know, that's another thing I have to consider. So it's just one of those.
Yeah. Don't justify new PS3 on a game that literally is pretty much identical on both consoles.
Yeah.
When you have a working console, it just doesn't make sense. And you might say, I might want to get the DLC. Let's be realistic. You're not going to get the DLC. I'm probably not going to get the DLC.
Probably not.
It's like it's kind of like an odd factor. If Last of Us is coming out like next month, then I'd be like,
when is Last of Us? Is that May or June?
It's June.
It's June. So yeah, it's after
the E3? The demo's in May, according to the God of War game.
Okay. So is it after E3?
It is before E3. It's early June, I think.
Oh.
Or is it June 20th? It might be during E3, actually.
Because if it comes after E3, then I might be able to hold off until E3 and see if they do a price drop. And then buy a new system after that.
It might actually be during E3. When's E3? It's just like the 18th, 19th.
It's the 6th and 7th or something like that.
Oh, shit. Well, let's put it this way. Either way, whether it's the 6th or the 7th, it's either during E3 or 3 weeks after.
11th through 13th.
11th through 13th?
Yeah,
okay, so it's either coming out on the 7th or it's coming out on June 20th. I can't remember the exact date.
Last of Us. Let's see here. Delayed.
It's like, I think it's June 7th.
I just want to see the release. June 14th, 2013.
There we go.
14th. So that's like,
so
that's the
right
Tuesday after.
Right after.
That's the Tuesday after E3.
There you go. So you'll know at that point whether or not it's at a price drop.
All right. I may have to hold off. We'll see if that works out for me. I am going to try and open up my current PS3 and repair it, but we'll see how that works.
It's worth a shot, man.
Yeah, it is.
May as well.
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, that was my depressing.
Have you tried calling Sony and see if you can get the upgrade to like a slim model for like $100?
I don't even want that, dude. If I'm going to send it to Sony, I want my 60 gig back.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Well, you can try it, see what happens.
I might call them and see.
Okay, but even if they don't give you the 60 gig back, your choices are you're getting rid of your 60 gig because it's dead, or you're buying a new console. Why don't you try calling them and seeing what they can give you for a new slim?
Well, from what I understand, you send them what you've got and $150 and they send you a refurb.
It's a refurb though, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, at that point, I'd rather just spend the extra $100 and get a brand new one. You know?
Yeah, because chances are it's going to last. Like, my 60 gigs been loud for a long time, but I don't do a lot of gaming on it anymore. It's mostly Blu-ray and Netflix. But I think if I was playing games on it, I probably would have been gone by now. But my slim is fine. 360 Slim is fine, so you might as well just buy a new Slim when you can.
Yeah. I think that's the plan.
Anything else that you have not been playing, obviously, on your PS3 that you don't have anymore because it's dead?
No, that's it, dude. That's it. Let's talk about some news, man. Let's get that out of the way.
Not too much.
Not a whole lot this week.
No, remember that we talked a lot? We actually did a feature about this, the whole Steam box thing. And whether or not people would buy this. And we're like, well, you know, if the price is right, you know, obviously, you know, cheaper than a PC, and it makes, you know, you can play PC quality games on your TV for a reasonable price, and it's upgradable at a reasonable price. So XI3, they're the first person to put out they announced the Piston.
The Piston,
which isn't an official Steam box, but it's backed by Valve. Valve is actually pushing this. They're like, they're endorsing it, so to speak. I guess it could be the first kind of Steam box.
I think that depends on who you ask.
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, they're the ones who kind of, I guess it depends. But it's coming out at a retail for, get this, I couldn't believe the price. I was like, there's no way this is going to happen, but it's going to happen. $999.99.
Fuck that!
Yeah.
No, thanks. I mean, I love that form factor. I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to spend $1,000, I'm going to get a PC, you know?
Mm-hmm. My PC was less than that, and that came with a monitor.
Mine was $100 more, and it's like, it was top of the line shit. So.
Well, yeah, I guess I did buy a new graphics card after that, but even still, we have the same graphics card, don't we?
Yeah, you have the 6850, I think it is?
Yeah, I have the 6850.
Yeah.
So mine was just a little bit more than that with everything all in, and this is something that's supposed to not necessarily compete with consoles, but kind of what they're going for. For $1,000, you can buy a pretty decent PC that'll play all the newer stuff, maybe not on ultra settings, but enough to make it look better than a PS3 or Xbox 360 game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can just use fucking Steam Big Picture mode and play that on your TV.
That's what I do. The only problem with that is that if you're going to find a PC that has all that stuff, it's probably going to be in a full-size case, and that's something pretty big to have in your living room.
That is true. Like, I have a pretty decent-sized case here, but, again, size or money, which one?
Yeah. But
Sure an actual PC tower is a lot easier to upgrade than what
it's. Oh yeah. Well, and that's the thing. The thing about upgrading the piston is the piston's easy to upgrade, but you can only upgrade with their proprietary stuff.
Well, yeah, you have to shrink down everything.
Right, because everything has to be on a single board.
You'll never be able to have the
board.
Latest stuff in it. There's no way.
Yeah. That's the great thing about having a full size case is there's so much room to work in there. It's just ridiculous how much room they've got.
So. And this is not going after the market we thought they were going to go after. Was trying to, as we talked about, they're going to probably going to try to steal from the console market.
Yeah,
this ain't going to steal shit from the console.
Yeah, and again, this is just like the first one that they've done. So it's the
if
first.
If anything, Valve's probably laughing, being like, ha, they're going to take the heat for this. And then when we actually release ours, we can release it at hopefully half the price or less.
Yeah, they would need to. They would need to come in the same area as consoles for it to take off
easily. Ron Gilbert, speaking on the PC point.
Okay.
He's been doing PC games forever. That's stuff like Monkey Island and all those cool point and click games like Maniac Mansion. He's leaving Double Fine.
Wow.
His last few games. He just put out The Cave, about a month ago. Which is free on PS Plus if you have it.
Oh.
I didn't know that actually. Yeah.
Too bad I can't go get it.
I'm pretty sure it's free on PS Plus now. Yeah, okay. I guess you can go on the store, can't you, and click on download, but just don't download it.
I think so. I'm gonna try that.
He's leaving Double Fine to pursue other opportunities or whatever. So he's not saying any bad blood, nothing weird happened, but he's leaving, which is weird because Double Fine's Double Fine, and that's, he wasn't a founder of it. I think Double Fine was founded by, what's his face? Last Legend, Brutal Legend guy. Tim Schafer.
Okay.
I think it was Tim Schafer. Yeah, and they did like Death Spank and all that stuff, and Ron Gilbert came on. I think The Cave is the only game they did together, but, good luck to Ron Gilbert. See what happens. See what he does after that.
Yeah.
Sony, God of War. They're kind of related.
They are.
So I haven't got to this part in the game yet, but apparently there is a part where Kratos beats the living piss out of a female character till she dies from it. Basically, like, smashes her face in, blah, blah. You, like, rearrange her face, kills her. And then you get a trophy for it called Bros Before Hoes. So, there was some uproar, of course, in the internets, because the internet's uproar about everything. So, Sony has come out and said, they're gonna change it, they're gonna change the name of the trophy. I'm not sure if this is official, I couldn't find it being official, but I heard this term, that they're gonna change to Bros Before Foes.
Yes.
Which, at least it still rhymes.
That's what I heard.
So that's probably the one it's gonna be. That's fine, whatever. I really don't care either way. Like, I could see why people would be offended by it. I have not played this part of the game, so I don't know the context of it. Like, it was just like if the context of this, he just grabs a girl by her back of her head and starts smashing her face in, then yeah, that's kind of ridiculous, but who knows? But it's just the name of a trophy.
Yeah, get over
not
it.
Not a big deal.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little overboard too. I was like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see both sides of the story. Like, either one has kind of people can say people want women to have, like, equal rights and they should be treated just as well as a video game, but let's be honest. Humanity, you treat women nicely, that's what you're taught, and I think, that's what you do, to be a gentleman, that's what you do, that kind of thing. So I can see that in a gratuitous way, where it's, not relevant to the story or the game, that'd be kind of like, okay, that's going a bit too far. But like I said, I never got that far, for all I know. He fucking kicks him in the balls and calls his mom a whore. And then he smashes her face in, which I would be like, good for you, Kratos. Good for you. And, so who knows? He changed it. Chris, you got anything?
I got a few things that are just, like, minor. One of the things that I want to just, like, restate is that dropping the price of the Vita is a good idea. In Japan last week, the Vita sold, I don't remember how many, but it was a lot. It was the best week they had. This week, they topped it. They sold over 62,000 units. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Last week, they sold 62.5. And this week, they sold 63.5. And they actually beat the 3DS this week in sales in Japan. So it's like, why haven't you dropped it everywhere else? You know, just do it. Yeah. It would help.
That will change in a couple weeks,
though. I think so, too. I think we'll see it.
Well, I mean, it'll change. Like, 3DS is going to start blowing it away.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, of course. But, what I'm saying is I think we are going to see a Vita price drop at E3 at the latest. So,
because Monster Hunter is hitting soon, and that shit's just going to blow the fuck up in Japan.
Yeah, in Japan it will, definitely.
Yeah. Here, it will just be kind of like, eh.
Oh, look, it's one of those games. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not a Mario game. We ain't buying it.
Exactly. There is, so one of the big things about this generation was licensing engines, for different games. Like there was the Cry Engine and there's a, Unreal Engine and all that other stuff. Well, there's apparently a new one that's already, ready for licensing for the PS4, which is unusual. The reason I'm talking about this is because I think it's interesting that there's a new engine and the PS4 is not even out yet. It is named BitSquid. And is apparently a variable available for license now. So now
is this being put out by Sony?
No, this is the company is called BitSquid, I believe.
So I don't get why that's a big deal if it's an engine for PS4, because technically Unreal 4, CryEngine 3, all this stuff is PS4 engines because it's gonna be three-way compatible between PC, PS4.
They were already established as PC engines, and this is like a brand new one that is ready for the PS4. And I think that's what interests me about it. Regardless of whether it takes off or not, it's nice to see that developers are able to put stuff together like this quickly.
Who would use that though?
I don't know.
I'm honestly asking
whoever
like
wants to license it. You know, if it's quality
it's got to be exclusive then, obviously.
It's not necessarily true, but, the big thing does it give you what you need for your development, project? And is the licensing price better than what you could get from, say, Epic, So.
But I guess my whole thing is, if it's just for the PS4, you licensing that limits you to the PS4.
True.
So if it's not a first party game or second party,
but that's the thing, we don't know if it's going to be available for the Xbox either.
That's true. So they're just saying right now it'll work, like it'll be compatible with the PS4, or is it like it's just PS4? Is that what they're saying?
No, they're just saying that it is available for license for PS4.
Okay, gotcha.
So
that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. What's it? BitSquid.
BitSquid.
BitSquid. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Good luck though.
last thing, Nintendo
unless Sony's the one who's buying out that license, licensing it out, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
That, yeah.
If it's just for PS4.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. We'll see. New engine. Who knows? Speaking of Sony, there was a Sony inventor that claimed that Nintendo was using his tech in the 3DS, and he won, and he got $30 million from Nintendo.
He won the monies.
Yeah, so, that may or may not be chump change for Nintendo right now. Chances are with all the sales they're making on the DS and 3DS that it probably is. But, I guess that they said that they were like from what I understand, it's like this inventor, left Sony and they spoke, and they dismissed his idea. And then apparently Nintendo said that they met with thousands of other inventors that were looking at doing this type of technology, and his was just one of them. Well, that didn't really hold up, it doesn't look like, because the judge awarded him $30 million.
Oh, so, wow. That guy's fucking laughing.
We'll see. But I think that Nintendo's going to try and appeal it, so we'll see how that works off in the future. But that's everything I've got. So
that's all for news.
Cool.
That's everything. If we forgot something, man, you'll probably hear it on another podcast. Nah.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about our food court, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to wake up.
And welcome back.
You welcome back, Chris.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Where have you been all my life?
In Atlanta, I think.
No. That's an issue.
All right, cool. So I think it was it Sean Recupido or was it Jeff? It was Jeff with a J. Can't remember
was
who it?
It
was that
I don't
suggested
know. I can't
that we
remember.
Do this.
Dude, I can't remember.
Yeah, somebody suggested this to us, and we appreciate the suggestion, so we decided to go ahead and do it. And we didn't get a whole lot of response, but we got a couple. So we got one voicemail and one email for you, and then Jeff and I are going to chime in with our thoughts. So I'm going to let Jeff do the email first. So, Jeff, why don't you do that?
All right, guys. Got an email. Hey, guys. Jackal here.
Jackal? Was it Jackal?
Is it Jackal?
Was it Jackal?
Jackal?
Was it
Jackal?
The first time, you idiot? I really need to get that soundbite back on my...
That'd be a good idea.
Oh, yeah, I really do. It's not
really
nearly as good when I do it.
No, not even close. But we appreciate you trying, though.
I know.
It's, yeah. Warms our hearts, buddy.
Thought that counts.
Not really sticking to the rules of the question, but I've been thinking about this ever since I heard you guys talk about Battle and Brew, and I want to open up one in the UK ever since. That's a great idea, Jack.
That is a great
way.
Idea.
What does every video game restaurant need? Well, what will combine the joys of eating and the strategy of gaming? An eating challenge, of course. Enter the boss rush mode. Okay, I like the sound of this. Every section on the menu will have a selection of items which will be a hell of a lot bigger than the other items on the menu. These are called the bosses. And boss rush mode is you deciding to take on three of these bad boys down in one sitting.
Oh my god.
For starters,
death.
Care for a God of War Hydra-style plate of calamari? Or wings so big and hot they can only have come from a Skyrim dragon.
Nice.
Like that. For your main, why not demolish a Bowser burger or a bison steak?
Bison steak.
I actually
there
had
you
a
go.
Bison steak, like an actual bison.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And for dessert, our cake is certainly not a lie. Nor is the raspberry ruby weapon ice cream sundae. Now, I could be... That's a Final Fantasy.
That is a Final Fantasy thing. Yeah, Final Fantasy VII had ruby and emerald weapon.
RPG cred. The prize, a free t-shirt and a special coin for the arcade machines. One that gives you infinite goes. What do you guys think? Oh, and by the way, patent bending, bitches.
Nice.
Jackal 666.
You get the coin from, you get Bender's coin from Futurama where you can actually put it in the slot and then take it right out.
There you go.
You just get
unlimited
credits.
Did you ever do this as like a kid smash nickels into the size of quarters?
No.
No. We used to do that, like, honestly.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Because it worked. We were
wow.
Like, for Street Fighter, stuff like that. And we were like, oh, we don't have like, any money on your kids. We should take a hammer and nickels, and we'd smash them till they're about the size of a quarter. And, of course, you'd get the odd one that would go right through. But the majority of them would actually work.
That's pretty
cool.
Funny.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's pretty fun. I wonder if that would work here. I don't know why.
I don't
see why not. Nickels are thicker than,
Yeah, exactly. So
they're
can,
slightly thicker than
a
quarter, but not much. So who knows? That'd be interesting.
I like it, but after I'm done eating all that shit, the last thing I'm going to want to do is game anything.
Yeah, well, the last thing I'm going to want to do is ever think about going back there.
Or go to the hospital.
No kidding.
One or the other.
I actually really like the God of War Hydra-style plate of calamari.
I love calamari.
I do too, man. It's
good
shit.
Yeah, I love chicken wings. I like everything he actually has in this like so-called menu. But I don't think I'd be able to do this Bosch Rush mode.
No.
I can't do a Bosch Rush mode in a video game, so never mind.
Yeah,
let alone eating. Yeah, the equivalent of it. Probably eat one of those things and be like, oh god. Alright, rest time.
That's funny.
Take a nap. The idols will sit in.
There you
but
go.
Thank you, Jackal.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
I do have a voicemail. So
okay.
let's do that up.
So one of the restaurants I would put in the video game museum food court is the Monster Hunter Mystery Meat Emporium. So now this would probably work better if I knew anything about Monster Hunter, but I imagine it'd be some sort of a barbecue steakhouse type of thing. So you get various steaks and ribs and wings named after whatever Monster Hunter creature they would potentially come from. Again, if I knew shit about Monster Hunter, maybe I could be more specific about this, but hey, I just kind of like the name Monster Hunter Mystery Meat Emporium.
That's
delicious.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Pete.
It's best if you're just ordering like it's a steak of a whatever, but literally it's not necessarily beef. It's like the whole IKEA thing with the fucking horse and their meatballs thing that happened like last week.
Is that a thing?
That's a real thing, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's apparently it's normal in like Europe, because it's normal.
Yeah,
in, like,
horse meat,
to have, like,
beef,
horse
meat. Yeah, yeah.
And I actually have no problem with that. Like, I mean, I'd rather them kill the horses for something rather than nothing. Oh my God, you lost a race. I lost money. Bam, taking you to pasture.
He's limping. Shoot him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Shoot him in the face. But I guess it's the whole thing was, I guess they weren't communicating that with the consumers.
Oh, I see.
So when it was found out there was horse meat in the meatballs, everyone got all crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it, really. It's like, it doesn't...
Nah, they taste really good, though.
Yeah, and as long as it's not like... And I'm sure it's not a situation where they're killing the horses only for the meat, you know? Probably, like, if a horse has to be put down, they're using it for meat, you know?
What's the difference between a horse and a cow, really?
And cows make milk, you know.
And they make steak.
They make steak.
Yeah. Great, delicious steak.
Steak.
I mean, you couldn't have the fucking... Well, I guess that would be a bison. I was going to say, you can't have a bison steak without fucking cow, but you need a bison.
You need a bison for that.
But he meant bison as in the Street Fighter
character. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. So, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Well, what would your addition be?
Okay, this is a thing. I thought long and hard, and I honestly couldn't... The reason I couldn't think of one is because... When I play games, I usually don't like to combine eating with playing games. I will take a break and eat, or socialize and eat. It's just a weird thing. And like, I go for the basics, like just like a pizza. Like, I really don't have an answer because I fucking suck. I'm just gonna admit it. Like, I honestly, I couldn't. I was thinking of like having stuff like I was gonna be like, okay, well, first on the menu is gonna be, I'm gonna do it like, okay, it's gonna be based on like with my theme, which is first person shooter, like graphics, it's gonna be like, okay, the first one's gonna be called you're gonna have a drop shot. It's actually a shot of alcohol. And what it is, it's like a fucking shot of like polar ice vodka with like half a shot of Tabasco sauce. And the whole thing is it tastes like shit and kill your opponent, but it's also the cheapest fucking thing on the menu. So it's like, people who play first-person shooters will understand that a drop shot is considered cheap as fuck, but it works. And then I was like, I can't do this for an entire fucking menu. I can't do it. And I was like,
no, you don't have to do a whole menu. It's just, you just have to.
No, no, no. But I
mean,
like,
that's part of it. That's
yeah, I know. Then I was just trying to think of a theme thing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go Street Fighter thing, the Hadouken Hoagie or something like that.
Hadouken Hoagie.
That's too cheesy. Sure, you can fucking souvlaki. No, it's not working. So I honestly don't know. I would just honestly have just a food place that just has the basics. It has like pizza, chips, chicken wings, just like all the stuff, like normal bar food stuff. And I'm done. I suck. I totally mailed this one in, guys. I'm sorry. It's not that I meant to. It's just, I honestly couldn't think of anything because I'm about as creative as as this cup that's holding my drink right now. So, and at least that's doing something.
See, that's okay because I didn't come up with a menu or anything. I just, my idea was to do something that went with my exhibit. So it's like, okay, well, my exhibit was Castlevania. So let's think of something Castlevania. And it's like, only thing, what I thought of is, and this is before I listened to this voicemail. So it's, like Simon's Mystery Meat Shack where, okay. Instead of actually getting.
Of course you thought of this before you listened.
No,
to
I
voicemail.
Did because listen. Instead of actually getting like a meal, you get a block. You break open the block, and whatever's in there, that's your meal.
That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, sometimes it might sometimes it might be a little Roman numeral. You don't know what it's gonna be.
Right.
It could be a Roman numeral that makes you attack faster. Who knows? But you know, that's kind of where all I was right. going. It's like
I'm gonna
the
combine
the egg and shit.
Gonna combine that idea and Repeat's idea with Jackal's idea. Instead of having it a boss run, it's going to be called the speed run. And what it is, you don't get to order shit. They just put something in front of you, and literally you have about 5 seconds to eat whatever's on the plate, and they just take it away and put another thing there, and they take it away, put another thing there and take it away. You don't have a choice in what you're ordering, and it costs like $10, and you get to eat whatever it is they put in front of your face for 5 minutes. Everything is in front of your face for about 5 seconds. That's a terrible fucking idea.
5 seconds is not even enough time for a bite.
No, I know, but that's why it's ridiculous, and there'll be a lot of waste in this place, and it'll never exist. But it would be funny just to watch people so disappointed that they got to basically pay $10 for getting like 3 bites of food, maybe.
But I liked that.
And one of the things is going to be soup, just to fuck you up. There you go.
Oh, shit.
I'm so sorry, guys. Oh. Out of 273 shows, I think this is my worst fucking effort ever. And I'm sorry, Jeff or Jackal, whoever sent this one in, because I couldn't think of anything. The reason why I didn't think of anything is probably because I wasn't hungry at the times I thought about them. That's probably why. I probably just finished eating lunch. I'm like, oh yeah, I can do the question of the week thing. I'm like, I'm not hungry. You know, it's like, I don't really care about food right now. Fuck.
Eh, whatever.
Anyway.
It was just a fun little feature. It's not like we were...
Well, I'm disappointed in myself, Chris. That's okay. Not to be disappointed for me.
If you guys have more, send them in anyway, or just question them to us, because I think they're fun. So, but how about we do some new releases for the time being?
Yeah, I like new releases.
Cool. Here we go.
Okay, so there's really quite a lot of stuff this week. So first up, we have Gears of War Judgment on the 360.
Oh, shit. That's next week.
I assume it's going to be just like most of the other Gears of War games. Yeah. The PS3 is getting Hyper Dimension Neptunia Victory. Somehow that terrible, terrible game got more follow-ups. I do not understand.
Games.
Also, yeah, The Walking Dead Survivor Instinct. Yes, this is Activision's first-person shooter Walking Dead
game. That's terrible.
Coming out on 360, PS3, PC, and Wii U. Also, speaking of terrible games, Resident Evil 6 is coming out to PC. Woo! Yeah, so that'll make it much better. Putting it on PC, because Resident Evil games on PC have typically been fantastic. On a more interesting note, the Wii U is getting a couple of games this week. First up is the interesting one, and that is a Lego City Undercover.
Ooh,
so this is Lego's GTA looking sort of thing. And not so interesting is Need for Speed Golden Most Wanted - a Criterion game. So if you want a crappy racing game for your Wii U, there you go. Any game with real cars that has no manual transmission option just does not deserve to be.
What? It really is not good.
And also, finally for the Wii U, there is a Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. Now this is also coming out on the 3DS as well, and it has some sort of cross saves sharing shenanigans going on. Although I'd probably steer clear of the 3DS version, because it... If anything like the demo, it has the most unreadable text I've ever seen in a video game.
I did notice that.
Okay, so onto the Vita. It's actually getting a game this week, and that's Dead or Alive 5 Plus. So DOA on the go. Alright. It looks like there's some sort of shitty movie tie-in coming out for every single Nintendo platform. That includes the DS and the original Wii. Yikes. And on the download side of things, there's something called Alien Spidey coming out for the 360 and PC. And it also looks like Gianna Sisters Twisted Dreams is coming out in the 360, so because it's making the jump from the original PC version there. And going the other way around is Trials Evolution Gold Edition is coming out for the PC.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of cool. And finally, the game I'm most excited about for this week, it's for the PSP of all things, and it is Carnage Heart Exa. Now, Carnage Heart was originally released on the PS1, and it is a robot combat strategy game where you have either absolute control or zero control, depending on how you look at it. So there's sort of like, at least in the original one, there was like a hex map, you moved your guys around, and then when they got into battle, they fought. Now the trick with the battles is, you had no control over them. Now that makes it seem like you've got no control, but when you build your mechs, you have to program the AI yourself, and that's why you have absolute control, and that's why this game is brilliant.
Dude, this sounds so cool.
I'm completely shocked that Natsume is bringing this thing over. So it'll be download only, and yeah, it's going to sell like crap, because nobody's going to understand it except programmers.
That's very true.
But hey, that's what I am, so that's cool. And,
that
yeah,
sounds so cool. That's my pick of the week. I'm sorry. I mean, it was either that or Gears of War Judgment, and I think Repeat might have just sold me on that game. So that sounds really neat to me. So
I'd probably go with that sounds cool to me in theory, but I would not probably enjoy that game.
Probably not.
You're
not big on strat games
PSP,
anyway.
Though. And that for what?
You're not big on strat games anyway.
No, but the strategy parts I usually don't like is, you know what? It's exactly the micromanaging part, which just sounds like that's all this game is and the battle stuff. You don't
control.
I don't know. I kind of want to go with the Lego one. Maybe.
Lego City Underground? That was the, I'll tell you what, when they were showing off the Wii U shit, that was the one thing that I was like, that looks cool. You know? And of course, I'm a little biased because I'm a Lego fan, but you know.
If the Vita version of Dead or Alive 5 is good, I would go with that, because I really like Dead or Alive 5. I think it actually is a really well-done game. I think it is the best game in the series. Not enough people played it. If it controls well on the Vita, it should be a good port. I should be going Gears of War Judgment, but after playing God of War Ascension and all that stuff,
like, eh.
I really think, yeah, it's the whole fatigue thing setting in some of these franchises.
I mean, think about this. There have been 4 Gears of War games all on the 360.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yep. Oh, it is insane. I honestly can't pick one. I'm personally not going to buy anything next week, mostly because of fundage. Secondly, because I honestly am not really. If I get anything, it might be Dead or Alive.
Yeah, I might break out my PSP next week. There's another game that I want to try out of her PSP as well. Anyway, so. Gotta get it. But right. Cool. Well, that's your new release list. Let's do some emails.
Yeah, those are good.
We will do that. Do you want to do this one, or you want me to do this one?
I can do the first one. That's fine.
Okay, good.
The only one, here we go.
I did separate it a little bit, so it's easier to read.
You did. El Doozy.
Press enter.
Enter is your friend. Hello, guys. All with the recent talk about leaving/starting new jobs, and not only from you guys, but from the Goo Guys, too. I'm curious to know, what is the worst thing you have ever done when quitting a job? For example, when I was a teenager, I used to work at Universal Studios Hollywood as a park attendant lead, which was pretty much a fancy way of saying lead janitor. On my last day there.
I'm in charge of cleaning shit.
Oh, my God. That'd be terrible. Oh, the amount of pukes you'd have to clean.
Oh, please.
On my last day there, after getting a better job, I arranged for a bunch of my friends to meet me at the park, and I sneaked them into the park using our celebrity VIP entrance. I walked them all the way inside the park and told them to have at it, which was a way of exacting revenge on the place I hated so much. So I got in a bunch of his friends for free, it looks like.
Nice.
He goes on, even though after all was said and done, I felt bad because a couple of weeks later, I quit the company. Oh, sorry. A couple of weeks after I quit the company, the company sent me a care package with a mug, a thank you letter from the VP thanking me for my years of service, and a couple of complimentary passes for me and 4 other people. One thing I do not regret doing while quitting at the job I had after that. One thing that I do not regret. Okay, while quitting happened at the job I had before that. I was working at a pharmacy tech at a small mom and pop pharmacy that was owned by a nice old Vietnamese guy that used to overpay me for doing almost nothing. That's awesome. Probably under the table. A couple of months after I started working there, I was bought out by a young wannabe hotshot American pharmacist who almost immediately got rid of most of the staff, some of who have been working there 10 plus years. Once he did that, he started using nothing but interns for the local vocational school who were more than willing to work for free as long as they gained experience.
And it's Arminian, not American.
Did it say Arminian?
Yeah, it's Arminian.
Oh, it did say Arminian. My bad. I saw my demise coming, so when he called me on Monday morning telling me not to come to work, I exacted a revenge plan. Since I had just been let go, I figured my login credentials to our pharmacy distributor were still active. Sure enough, I had success signing in from home, and lo and behold, how surprised he must have felt the next morning when cases and cases of Magnum Trojan condoms and KY jelly were delivered to his pharmacy the next morning. Anyways, sorry for the long, stupid email. Thank you guys for week after week of great podcasting. L. Doozy. That is fucking awesome. That is really good.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So this is, I kind of want to throw this out there. I don't mind exacting revenge when you get fired for no reason.
Getting fired, that's totally different than quit.
But yeah, if you're leaving, then I've never been fired from a job, and I've always left on good terms for all my jobs. It's like the only thing that I can even think about is, you know, there were 2 specific jobs that my leaving was a complete surprise. One of them is this one. And the other one was, my first job, which I had in high school. When I worked at McDonald's, and I actually worked there for quite a while. I worked there the entire time I was in high school, and then I got promoted to manager like when I turned 18, and like when I turned 19, I quit. And my store manager came in, and she had this big like stupid smile on her face, and she goes, and just laughing, she goes, "Yeah, some of these people around here actually think that you're quitting," and I'm like. Nah. And I looked at her. I said, "I am quitting." And she's like, "What?" I said, "My notice is on the corkboard in the office." And she's like, And her mouth just kind of dropped open a little bit, and then she just walked away and read my notice and came back, and he goes, anything I can do to change your mind? And I'm like, no. And she's like, yeah. Okay, well, that's about it. But yeah, I've never done anything crazy on exit of a job, because that's, you know, as I said, don't burn bridges. That's not my style. So
we used to do a thing at McDonald's where someone would leave and it's their last day. We'd sauce the hell out of them with like Mac sauce or
Filet
of fish sauce or something. So it wasn't more of a thing that you did when you're quitting. It was just that when you knew it was someone's last shift, and I will admit, I might have been one of the people who started this whole tradition when I was there, and it kind of caught on. So it was kind of like a thing. You knew when you went in there and it was your last shift, you didn't tell anybody. But you would always find out because someone would tell somebody. And then you try to make a couple times we waited for people to actually go down to the change room and walk in there thinking they're safe. And just go in there right after. No. And sometimes we actually put people down in the change room, like in the washroom section, while they're going down there. So they'd walk in there thinking they're safe, and then people would bust out of there and just fucking level them with sauce.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was great. I got it pretty bad when I left. But, yeah. It's...
Your own creation was your demise.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta, I kind of knew it was coming. I tried to like, you know, put off Z. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not leaving yet. No, I'm just going to go downstairs for fries. And actually, they were actually kind of smart. They had two people waiting in the freezer. For some, I don't know how they fucking knew how, I guess I don't know if they were even down there. Or maybe,
so who cleans this up?
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be. They got to make sure if they have to get, like, you have to get the person good. So it's basically just all in their clothes and not all over the place. And you clean it up. It's worth it. Like, there's a couple times that we'd miss and get all over the place, but that's not really related to Alduzi's question. I haven't done the one time I wish I did do something like fucking crazy was the place I worked at before. I worked at EB Games, the tuxedo place that the manager really kind of screwed me over. I'm not going to go into that story, but. That is honestly one time because looking back, I don't even think my district manager even knew what was going on. So I think technically I was never actually like let go. I think it was just my manager kind of letting me go. I don't even know what the fuck happened. And they literally mean like nothing to me now. Like I guess at the time I was worried about the whole reference thing, but I should have just, I should have like told that guy how I felt. And he had like kind of crazy OCD. I should have changed all the fucking mannequins in the display room like backwards and upside down and shit just to drive them nuts. But
drawn nipples on all the mannequins.
Exactly. Oh, that would have been awesome. In hindsight, but I haven't known. Every single job that I've quit from, I've usually been on pretty good terms with for the most part.
Yeah.
That one and only one other one was bad terms, and the other bad terms was something I don't really want to speak to on air, but it was just a weird situation. But yeah, no, unfortunately, I didn't, like, that Trojan condom and fucking KY jelly thing is awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's hilarious. Fantastic. Oh, thanks, shit. Old Uzi.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we got one more email, and this one comes from Evil Pirate John. And he says,
shit.
Hey,
what's
guys.
Up, buddy?
Yeah, haven't heard from him in a while. I'm assuming that you will have more Tomb Raider talk on next week's show. I have played through it on the Xbox and had a blast. With that being said, and I know that... Sorry. And I know that anything is possible in video games, but do you ever think that a game can be too over the top and have too much action? I think that Tomb Raider does. Lara is consistently surviving explosions or bracing herself from a fall at the very last second. As much fun as I had with the game, there's certain points that I thought needed to be dialed down a bit. Am I crazy for thinking this? This goes for other games as well. And that's from Evil Pirate John.
Thanks, John.
I will say that personally, and I mean, this happens to Nathan Drake in Uncharted as well, but I don't know if it's true or not, but it seems like Laura's getting her ass kicked more often than
Nathan
Drake.
Well, it's the thing, Nathan Drake doesn't get hurt by it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like he's getting his ass kicked quite as much as Laura. And Laura has something happen, and then all of a sudden she's fine. You know, it's like, oh, I just got this spike through my side. And I'm gonna, you know, limp around a while and hold it. And then, you know, I'm gonna get to a campfire and then I'm gonna be fine. You know,
well, they do address
again,
that
it's
later.
It's a video game, so.
They do address that a little bit later when you even jump and she's close to death because she's in so much pain.
Yeah.
And that's right before you find the lighter, which is the last time we spoke.
Yeah. And I've gotten
still,
to that point. I've gotten to that.
I guess my thought is it's a video game. I'm totally cool with over the top. It's if the developers are honestly trying to go for something that's kind of realistic. And you can't go too crazy. I think a nice mix of the way Naughty Dog handle Nathan Drake in those situations, as long as with Chris Dynamics handling Lara, would have been a good mix. Because I honestly think Lara goes through way more shit at the point of being unbelievable that she could possibly do what she's doing.
Right.
But at the same time, I think Drake goes through stuff and he just brushes it off like nothing's wrong, right. Or he just simply doesn't get hurt.
So do about the same amount of action that you get in an Uncharted game, but have Nathan Drake get hurt every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Or just ease up on the Lara getting really, like, there's some shit that happens. You're like, okay, see, I hate making this argument even for myself, because in the end, it's a video game, so
right.
If it's realistic, it's not fun.
True.
It's supposed to be over the top, but don't make the over the top tiresome. It should always be something, I guess, that makes you want to go further. It doesn't have to be realistic, but something you haven't seen before. Like, by about the 15th time where I knew the ladder was going to break or something with Lara, and she's going to fall and look like she's going to break her arm or whatever, then I was kind of like, okay, I'm expecting it.
Yeah.
Once it gets to that point, then they might want to scale it back.
How many times did you run into a spike going down that stream?
I think once on purpose to show someone who was here while I was playing through that part, and then twice by accident because I went the wrong way. So I'd say three times in total.
Yeah, I did. I was three times as well, but it was more because it's so fucking hard to see where you're going.
Yeah, because you're going pretty quick at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I don't know. I like over the top stuff. Like, I really don't mind. Like, I mean, even God of War Ascension, like, it's gory and it always has been. But some of the stuff that he does in Ascension is just kind of like, what's the point of it being like that? Like, the first one had the whole fighting the Minotaurs, you'd jab the sword in their mouth, blood would come out.
Yeah.
Raw, whatever. And this one, there's these elephant creatures that you literally split their head down the middle and their brain comes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, that's another problem. Again, we can go, like, distractions. Like, it just feels like this game, it knows there's such a high standard that they did with 3 and 2, that they feel that, I feel that they, the only way they can say, like, we're going to top this is to make it more gory. And I don't think that's it. I think that's like, I think I'd feel like with John's email, I would attribute his email towards God of War Ascension more than I would Tomb Raider, where I think God of War Ascension is trying to be too over the top, whereas Laura is borderline.
I can see that because that's also a trait of God of War big time. You know, everything over the top violence. But
agreed, but this time just, yeah. You'll see some shit and you'll be like, oh, really? Oh. But yeah. I don't know. It's a video game, but
I still have fun with it. It's not like
it's got its place.
You know, sometimes it does seem like they go over the top on some things. Like last week I was talking about how some of the death animations are a little much. And really the only ones that I've seen that are a little much, honestly, up to this point was the spike and that first kill by Lara. And
yeah.
Those are the only two that have really been like, okay, that could have been handled better. Or like, more, you know, I guess.
Oh, there's been more worse in other games for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like those were a little much. But those are the only two that I saw so far that are like that. I mean, even when you're doing the I don't know if you remember the parachute scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even that one wasn't that bad for me.
I didn't die there.
So yeah, I if you run into a tree, some of the trees, it only happened once, but some of the trees have branches that impale you. And,
oh, okay.
You know, but it impales her in the stomach. And,
yeah.
You know, at that point, if it impales you in the stomach, I can see you being conscious long enough to realize what's going on and try and get it out of you and try and get yourself out of it or be in wincing and pain or something like that. But, you know, I guess the spike through the head is the one that's like, dude, something hits you in the brain, you're dead. Forget it.
Yeah, so, there's the whole nervous twitchiness. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say. I've never seen someone get shot in the head or anything, so I can't really.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope I never do. So it's like,
yeah, God willing. I'll never have that, but.
Yeah. I actually like John's question. I think we can somehow I have a couple ideas for a question of the week for next week, but maybe we put something, we can form this into a question somehow, but. Like, back in the day, over-the-topness was never a question about video games, ever. It didn't matter what it was. Like, a video game was meant to be just crazy, totally fictional.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that the more that graphics become more real,
the more realistic shit gets,
that's when people start thinking
outside
of it's a video game and it should be more realistic because the tone is going to be more realistic.
Yeah.
I like... I really want to talk about this more when we have like someone else on the show or something like that. So maybe we can try to turn this into some kind of question of the week. Maybe
we'll try it
the week after.
We'll try and figure it out.
We'll have to write
you said you had another idea for this week. So
I do have.
We'll
have to
later.
Discuss it over a small break because we haven't discussed that yet.
But. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. But I do have a couple more voicemails.
Thank you, John.
So all let's right, let's do that. I've got three voicemails that have been in the backlog for the past few weeks. So let's start with this one.
Hey, what's happening, fucking what the fuck's going on?
No,
Fluffy, and I'm here and I'm drinking, and I'm listening to some fucking sweet comedy music. Fucking awesome. I want to go to karaoke, man, but everyone around me is a fucking pack of cunts, and they're like, I don't want to go out. I'm like, fuck
wow,
yeah.
Racist button.
So I stay home, and now I'm drunk. I'm fucking drunk, and I got nothing to do. I'm fucking walking around my bedroom like I'm a nugget. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cook up some mini meat pies and I'm going to eat them. Because mini meat pies are the fucking shit. You know what I mean? Better than a normal meat pie. I don't know why. I don't get it. It's like, you know how cheeseburgers like the exact same thing as a quarter pounder, only smaller. A meat pie is the same thing as a party pie. You know, party pie is the same as a meat pie, only smaller, you know? But it tastes better. That's why cheeseburger is better than a quarter pounder. Why party pie is better than a meat pie. Fucking bite size and shit, you know? Fuck! It's so good. I love it. I'm going to put them in the oven. You know what I'm going to have tomorrow, man? Pancakes. I went out and I especially bought bananas to put on my pancakes and some ice cream and bacon. I'm going to bacon, ice cream and banana pancakes. It'll be fucking sweet. You want to come around? Fucking one day you've got to come around, mate, Jason. I know you said you fucking got to come down one day, man. You said
this
you
one
would.
Day. Yeah,
you said, I've got a holiday to Australia. Fucking do it. Gotta fucking do it.
Expensive.
Come on, man. I won't even hug you this time. I'll give you a fucking good old solid handshake or just a high five will do, probably. I don't want to break you. Yeah, you know. Okay, I'm going to let you go now, man. I'm going to let you go. Because I actually got to go to the toilet. So bye.
Good luck with that. Or hope you have good luck with that.
Hope that all works out for you.
I would love to fucking come to Australia. It's so expensive to fly there. It's...
Yeah, no kidding. But, yeah, I love getting voicemails from him. It's like, you never know what you're going to get.
And you can't understand most of it. We need to bring back the whole Google Translate thing.
Oh, I wonder if
Google
I have
to
one.
Google to text or whatever.
I wonder if I have one for him.
Because that would be a fucking, that would be a trip. Thanks, Fluffy. Pancakes are great. Meat pies are also awesome. I miss the whole comparison to quarter pounders. I'm guessing you meant
quarter pounders are like cheeseburgers. They're just only bigger. That's what
yeah.
you're saying.
Yeah.
I
don't know how a meat. I can go for a meat pie right now. Whatever the hell that is.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
Heidi, what's happening? So I don't know.
Oh, don't do it now. Are you going to do it now?
I do have it. It's pretty good.
All right, go.
But, no, I'm not gonna read.
Okay,
it
I was gonna say it was a long voicemail, so it might be.
Yeah, we've got two more voicemails.
Save it.
So let's
save it,
let's do those. Here's the next one.
Hey guys, it's Novishy. Do you remember like what 2 weeks ago or a week ago, whatever it all? I was like really hyped, really jazzed for this Mass Effect 3 Citadel DLC that came out. It just came out today, and it's like right now. I just took a nap afterwards. I beat it. I sleep for like five or six hours straight. Shit, got a lot of content in it. Man, so good, so fucking good. I'm telling you, don't understand. And like, I'm just shouting to people for like, I don't care. I beat the game, and there's nothing else afterwards. And it's so true. I understand that completely. And then it's like, I'm just trying to say, my bro, Jeff Better Tomorrow, if he's the only one I can expect my love right now, because we're the only one who played the fucking DLC, no one even gives a shit. And I understand. Please, I understand. You're playing it. I'm a domestic DLC. If he gets it, I'm like, why do you want to play something? I guess, a prequel mid-story or something like that. You know what I mean. It's something mid-story where you know what the ultimate ending is. So why the fuck would you want to play that? But it's so fucking good. It's so good. And I can't say a fucking thing about it because it will spoil it. Because it's so good. It's good. It's so good. And it's so hard to explain. And just like, what the fuck is he saying? I can't understand that.
That's pretty much exactly what
I understand black. Oh, fuck you, Tolkien. I'm fucking good. And you should play it. But no one's going to play it. And I know this. But this is my expression of it. Because I, like I said, I was super hyped for it. And it didn't disappoint. But the funny thing is, it's totally different what I expect it to even be. I thought it was just going to be like a 4-gig just talking track. And keep in mind some of that is. But the part that actually actions it is so fucking good. It's good. Because you don't even stand. You don't even stand until you play it. And I agree. You don't even look at media for it. Just download it. Of course, you'll say, oh, I'm just going to wait for the first go on deal, because $15. Well, you spent $15 on shitty shit before, too, so you try it out. It's pretty good. I didn't recommend it over Leviathan, at this point right now. Leviathan is really good, too. That's really fucking good. But it's pretty good. It's really, really
good.
The Citadel DLC, if you even, like, even remotely like Mass Effect, this is just so fucking good, like I said. Like,
so fucking good? Yeah.
Story. That's amazing. But yeah, play that shit, yo. It's so good. You're not gonna play it. I'm talking to the wind. No one's gonna listen to me. But I'm just saying, it was really, really, really fucking good. So fucking good. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, play that fucking
shit. Wow.
And I can't say anything about it because it's kind of spoilery.
I think he got cut off at 3 minutes.
He spent three minutes
saying, Citadel DLC is so fucking
so
good.
So fucking good. So fucking. Well, I was hoping to play it. I entered the Irrational Passions podcast, but then I didn't realize that it was rigged, and if you're not on their show, you don't get to win it.
What?
Right in Abjin. I'm just saying that because Travis happened to win the same week he was on their show.
Oh.
And I'm basically just giving him shit.
He said he had 4 copies, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know who won the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
I do not know. I haven't gotten to that.
Who were the last 4 guests on the show over the past couple of years?
Scott got one.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that's that. We got one more voicemail. Let's get this one out of the way. Here we go.
Hey, this is UnlikePSN08 again. With a little bit of a this question, sort of. Now, I know the PS4 was announced, but if they were to announce the Xbox or Durango 720 or whatever the hell they're going to freaking call it, and they did something a little bit slightly better than the PS4, then what system would you get? Would you still get the PS4 or the new Xbox system, and which system are you more loyal to? I mean, I know Gaffy thinks I'm a PS fanboy, but if, tell you the truth, the Microsoft does something a little bit better than Sony, I might go the other direction myself.
I'm calling bullshit.
It all depends on what they do. So, just also wanted to say keep up the great work, and, it was nice to hear Travis was on the show last week. So
that's a few weeks ago.
Hopefully he'll be on some more once in a while so we can mess with him or make fun of him. It's not fun making fun of Jason Ainstriker. And hopefully at least one of you will show up for MGC. Still plan on going, so hopefully I'll see one of you guys there.
Jason will probably be there.
All right. Take care, guys, and talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. I do think Jason is planning on going to MGC.
Yeah.
Just for the record. I think Glenn might be going, too. I'm not 100% sure on that, but it's a possibility at that point. I will say this, Mike. I don't think – I think Jeff and I are probably in the same boat on this one. I don't think that there's anything that the 360 would do that would deter me from getting a PS4 and vice versa, depending on which one had the better games.
Pretty much.
And, that's what it boils down to. Which one has the games I want to play first? And, chances are I'm going to end up with both anyway.
Yeah. And I said from the beginning, whichever one comes out first is the first one I'm going to get.
Yeah. And that's probably what's going to happen for me too. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, I will
say
this.
Right now, like on paper, like, you can say what does what better, but I mean, it's all up to, like, right now, I don't think there's a reason that anyone could call one system or the other better than the other one.
Yeah.
Unless you're really fucking, unless you're talking like Xbox Live versus PSM, then you can talk exclusive versus non-exclusive, whatever. But right now, there's reason enough to own both consoles either way.
Yeah.
And it's couple of years that are the hardest.
I think it's mostly agreed that, like, if you're looking for one system and this is kind of my opinion. If you're only going to own one system, you should base what system you purchase on what exclusives you like the best.
Yeah.
For me, I think that system would be the PS3. So if I only had one system, it would be the PS3 because of the exclusives.
Yeah, you don't play Halo, you don't play Gears, but you play Uncharted and Miss and whatnot.
Yeah. But at the same time, exactly what Jeff said, there's enough reason to have both systems at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Like I think the biggest seller for Xbox right now is the Xbox Live Arcade titles. There's literally like a bunch of them. Like, even if you can say you don't like Halo, you don't like Gears, I can get all the multi-platform stuff that there's not much difference on in PS3. But then my biggest thing would be the Xbox Live titles.
I would consider buying a 360 to play Shadow Complex.
That's a good game.
It is a really good game.
Yeah. And so. I mean, it depends what Mike says by better. Like, if you're like a technology wise, like on paper, the PS3 is better than the 360.
Yeah. But the software behind it doesn't really make it look that way, does it?
So even when Microsoft announces their console, which is rumored to be like early April or sometime in April, no matter what specs they release, whether they're inferior or superior to what Sony has already released, it doesn't mean anything. You really can't get a good judge of it for, I'd say, about a good 4 years in, three years maybe. You'd have the 1 year for all the shovelware stuff to come on that's like up-res ports of, which will be PS3 and Xbox 360 games.
Right.
Then the next year is the true, like, here we go. And the third year is like the, no, we're really starting to understand this software or this hardware now. Let's see. They're both going to be great either way. I mean, look how close this generation is. I think it's a virtual tie with worldwide sales. Like, yeah, I think Sony's in front by like a bit, but it's such a negligible amount. It's basically, they're both somewhere around like the 80 million or something like that. 75 to 80 million
consoles like that,
sold,
yeah.
Which is ridiculous. That's like by far the closest and the most that any two consoles have like ever sold.
Right. Because a lot of times what you end up seeing is like, let's look at the PS2. The PS2 sold 140 million consoles,
yeah.
But then like the Xbox sold like 20 million and the GameCube mm-hmm. sold like 15 million or something ridiculous like that. The
yeah.
gap is just retarded.
It's ridiculous.
This is easily like the closest race, in God.
Forever. Since the Genesis and Super Nintendo was probably the last close race.
I don't think that was this close.
You know, it wasn't this close and it wasn't even that much.
Yeah. Yeah, and it certainly wasn't 75 million units each or something like
that. No.
So, but,
games weren't that big back then. Not everybody had a Genesis or a Super Nintendo.
Gaming was for kids back then.
Pretty much.
So. But yeah, I think it all goes down to games for me and, you know, we'll see what happens when we get closer.
Word. A couple Indus questions if we don't have any emails.
Left. Yeah, let's do it. That's it for emails and voicemails.
Just three. We got one from actually a new follower. This is sorry if I butcher your name. It's Joshan colon. He's Silver PR on the Twitters.
Okay.
He's saying, what are some words that raise for you a red flag on a review of a game? So he's like, for example, game X game mechanics are kind of interesting. So like what's a game that when you read a review that you read it and you're like, ooh, maybe I'll have to really think about this one or read more reviews to get a better grasp on it. That's what I think he's trying to say. Like, what are some games that scare you? Game reviews that words and game reviews that might scare you from buying a game?
That's a good question.
Cause I have a couple. I have, backtracking is one. And trial and error.
Yeah.
When I see trial and error gameplay, I really gotta see what the context of it is and read more reviews. Cause I hate backtracking unless it's done well. And trial and error, if it's done very slowly, like something like a Splinter Cell game, I don't like that. But when it's done really quick, like something like a Super Meat Boy or what's it called? Mark of the Ninja or something like that.
Mm.
That's okay. But those are two things that's right away red flag. Like, this game might not be for me. Or like Dark Souls and Demon Souls. As much as I enjoyed Demon Souls for what I played it, when I saw Dark Souls is still kind of a lot of trial and error, repeating, repetitive. That's another one. Repetitive is another one that really makes me think.
That's one for me too. That's one for me too. Wow, I'm trying to
stop
think.
Stop stealing mine, Chris, and start being original.
I am just not an original guy. I will say this, that one thing of going the opposite direction, if there's one thing that if I see it in a review, I kind of push it to the side because I don't because everybody says it, and this is cliche, and it's like, you know, we are 30 years into video games. Everything is cliche in some way or another, it seems. So yeah. I try to not even pay attention to that particular word if I see it. Let's see. I think most of them come from like MMO type things where it's like fetch quests, that kind of thing.
Wow-ish.
Yeah. Sometimes those things can be handled well and sometimes they can't. And if they're not handled well, it really puts a detriment on the type of experience you're going to have. But I mean, repetitive is a big thing and that's a big one for me. And that's one of the reasons that I can't get into Monster Hunter, because Monster Hunter is, you know, you're constantly repeating the same hunt over and over to get gear, to get parts, to get gear. So that's one of the reasons that it's so hard for me to get into Monster Hunter. For some reason, and I'm not sure why, I don't feel that when I do things in like PSO, like running the same thing in PSO multiple times. It doesn't feel the same, and I don't know why. I really have no explanation. I should like Monster Hunter, to be honest with you, and
yeah,
I don't know why
say,
I don't.
You should.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's really all I can think of right now. Shit.
That's fine.
That's a good question. That's a really, really good question.
I wish I read that kind of earlier too, because I think of other shit. Or something like it's more clever and funny, but I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about that whole fucking question of the week shit that I just mailed in. I even fucked that up. That wasn't even, let's just get to the next one. God, today is just not my day at all. El Doozy, he says, hey guys, what hot sauce do you prefer on your pizza? Tabasco, Valentina, Tapatio, Cholula, etc. So whatever kind of hot sauce you put on your pizza.
I don't put hot sauce on my pizza.
Neither do I, actually. I love the hot sauce.
I do too. Like, I love wings. I'll eat hot wings all day long, but I've never tried to put hot sauce on my pizza. That actually is a very good question. But my preferred hot sauce is like they have that rooster sauce. You know what I'm talking about?
I was just about to say
that stuff
that's a
is
really
so
good
because it's really spicy and it's got a lot of flavor to it.
Who was saying that they've been putting on that pizza recently? Now I'm getting this mixed up. This could be like one of my friends locally that said they've been putting this on pizza and they fucking love it. And then, or was it somebody who's involved in Indus or a listener?
Yeah.
And they're saying it's fucking awesome.
I don't know.
This is really going to bug me now. But I was going to say, it's the clear bottle with the rooster on it. It's the red sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so
good. It's very common in like Asian restaurants.
Yeah, it's always at those Asian restaurants. Yeah, definitely. Like the teriyaki.
It is very, very tasty.
Yeah. That's actually probably one of my favorites. Tabasco's too, like, it tastes too chemical-y.
Isn't it vinegar-based? Isn't Tabasco vinegar-based?
Yeah,
yeah. And that's why I don't like it. It's vinegar-based.
Yeah, it's just, I don't like it. I like I like when it kind of tastes like naturally hot. That's the good stuff. I don't know what that stuff's called, but that's the stuff. The thing with the rooster on the bottle. It might even be one of the ones that you mentioned in his question.
That's very possible. It's very possible.
He's got another, is the last one. He says, what are some food places you've always wanted to try that are not in your area? He's like, I've always wanted to try Whataburger. Also from El Doozy.
Let's see. There's one.
I have a lot.
There's one that gets advertised here, but we don't have any. I think it's In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, In-N-Out's one I want to try.
Yeah, they actually advertise. I think that's it. They advertise that here, and they don't have any.
I think that's more in like the western states, isn't it? Like West Coast?
Yeah, but there's some in like, I think there's some in the Carolinas or Tennessee or something like that.
Okay.
So, I think it's In-N-Out Burger. There's another burger place that might be the other one.
Carl's Jr.?
No, because that's a Hardee's basically, and we have Hardee's.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
God. No, Jack in the Box. That's it.
Oh, Jack in the Box.
Yeah, it's not In-N-Out Burger. It's Jack in the Box. There's Jack in the Box. They advertise Jack in the Box here, and there's no Jack in the Box around here. So, another one for me now, unfortunately, is Denny's. Because I don't have any Denny's around me anymore.
Oh, by the way, Jason A. Stryker says hi to all the listeners. He's on Skype.
Oh, okay.
He's just saying hi to all the listeners. All lowercase is what he said. Just passing that on.
But yeah, we don't have any Denny's here anymore.
And Chris is kind of sexy. I can't believe you don't have any Denny's there. We had them here, but they all kind of went under. Or they all got bought out or something.
Yeah, and that's kind of, we had some, but they closed them all down. And like,
that's what happened here.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I haven't been to a Denny's in Atlanta in, has to be 4 or 5 years because of it.
Yeah.
So we actually went out to San Francisco to visit some of Crystal's family, and they had a Denny's like up the street. And I'm like, well, we've got to eat there at least 3 times while we're here. And we were there.
You
got to
have their fucking skillet bowl things.
Dude,
or whatever.
Everything they've got. It's like, oh, here's $4. You get like eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes, and pancakes. It's like,
yeah, that was my
favorite.
Well, the prices weren't like that here, but that was like our favorite place to go back when we were probably like in our early 20s after the bar, after the clubs. We'd just go to a Denny's at like 3:30 in the morning and eat the most nastiest shit and not even have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's Waffle House.
I'll have
here.
the breakfast Dagwood or the Moons Over Miami. Come on, Moons Over Miami was so good.
And they had a sandwich with that shit too.
That's what it is.
Oh, didn't they have? Oh, that was what it is. Okay,
the Moons Over Miami was a sandwich.
Yeah, it was like ham, egg, and cheese or something like that.
Oh yeah,
such a good sandwich.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
the after drinking place here is still Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. So. I can see that.
Get all that grease to sop up that alcohol. Even though that doesn't actually work.
I wouldn't mind a Taco Mac. Well, I've eaten at a Taco Mac, though. You said ones that you haven't eaten at. In-N-Out Burger. Whataburger. I want to go to, actually. Tanya and I were in Florida in October. They actually had Whataburger there. But we didn't get it because we chose to get Chick-fil-A instead. Because we knew that was really good. So I had the opportunity, didn't take it. The other one that I've heard is not that good unless you're drunk, but I want to try it anyway, and that's White Castle. I've never had White Castle.
I've never had White Castle either. I mean, we have Crystal here, which is basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I haven't had White Castle either. So
I want to try that.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Cool.
I have other ones that came here and left. You guys still have them everywhere there, like Olive Garden. I know Olive Garden is shit when it comes to Italian food.
It is shit, yeah.
I miss it, though. Like, I miss the breadsticks were good. All like the Olive Garden's like what Red Lobster is to seafood. It's like kind of shitty.
No, I think it's less than that, dude.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell this story. I'm not going to tell this story. I'll tell you this story later. But yeah, I'm not a fan of Olive Garden. And I think part of that is because, not only because I'm Italian, but because my cousin owns a fucking Italian restaurant. So it's like, go into there it's hard not to compare. So it's unfair to Olive Garden.
My cousin owns an Italian restaurant, so fuck Olive Garden. But, yeah, well, my cousin catches his own lobsters, so fuck Red Lobster.
Hey, that's awesome, dude.
No, I wish.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll say this, Olive Garden, if it wasn't for Olive Garden, I probably never would have tried calamari when I did. And I did. Because it was so busy, and they came around with a tray of appetizers. My dad's like, here, try this. It's an onion ring. And I'm like, that's not an onion ring, but it's damn good. He's like, that's calamari. I'm like, the fuck did you say? I didn't say that. I was
it's
probably
squid.
Like fucking 8. He's like, it's squid. I was like, oh, and that actually really turned me on to like seafood, actually. So, which is kind of weird.
I'm big on shellfish.
I love
I love
shrimp,
shellfish. I'm not big on fish.
I love fish, too, though.
Oh, do you?
All that shit.
Okay. But yeah, there's so many Italian places around here. It's like, I just can't bring myself to go to Olive Garden often. So it's like, they've got.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Totally
I mean, there's so many, even good chains, like Carrabba's is pretty good.
I've been there.
Macaroni Grill is pretty good.
Macaroni Grill's all right, yeah.
Ippolito's is over here and they're really good. So, yeah, there's a lot of choices for Italian around here.
I believe it.
Cool. Cool. That
it? All right. That's all of them, yeah.
Cool. All right, let's do question of the week.
All right, let's do it.
And I'm going to write
this. Let's just keep this live. Don't even fucking go for a break or nothing.
Okay.
This is what I wanted to do. It's not so much a question. More of like, and this is kind of going back a couple years, but with the whole thing with Aliens, Colonial Marines coming out, them showing a preview looking awesome, and the game not reflecting that preview at all.
Okay.
It's kind of going into Dennis Dyack territory of, I think he might have been onto something where just media sites should not preview games. And I want to hear what people's thoughts are on that for two reasons. One, for the hype factor, because I do find that games get announced too early, get shown video too early, get shown everything too early, and then it's not for like another 2 years you actually get to see the game, the full game, or play the full game. Whereas something like a movie, unless you're super, super hardcore, you don't see this stuff, and you basically see a trailer for it, and at the most, maybe a year, you'll see an extended trailer, and then the movie comes out. And I kind of want it to go back to that for video games, because what got me thinking about this was magazines, whereas why I think one of the reasons why magazines were so exciting is because that was like the first time you got to saw screenshots of a video game.
Yeah.
And you knew you weren't going to touch this video game or even see it in motion until you owned it. But then it brings up the question, is that good or bad for developers to get hype up for people wanting to buy it way early, or is it more of a detriment to consumer not being able to see video earlier to reviews where they're going to might spend money when they could be disappointed. And that this is what the hard part is how to put this into a question. And I basically want to hear people's thoughts of game previews versus, like, in my ideal, I would like it to be you get a game teaser. Like something similar to what Syndicate did. Remember what Syndicate, the reboot that sold terribly, that Starbreeze did?
Yeah.
They literally announced it, I think, at like E3, and it came out 2 months later or 3 months later. I think that was awesome. Like, show a teaser for a game, but don't show any kind of video for it till a few months before it releases, so the consumer knows what they're going to get or what something's going to be a realistic representation of what they're going to play in the final version. And then it doesn't leave us waiting, like, I can't wait 2 years to play this game. When you see something, you know you're going to be playing it within that year, and you know what you're going to see is somewhat representative of what the final product is going to be. A, is that a bad thing for consumers because people might buy stuff without being as informed on it? Or is this keeping developers and publishers more honest? I don't know how to put that into a question. I think that alone, people might be able to put in their two cents, I guess, or something.
So let me try. Let me try.
Okay.
And do this. It sounds like you want to know is, are game previews good or bad for the consumer, and are they good or bad for the developer? It sounds like that's where you're going.
That's like the gist of it.
Yeah. With some more details in there.
Yeah. It's more like, would you like to see them go? But look at it from a very objective viewpoint where it's like, I don't want to go Dennis Dyack. The reason he didn't want him is because the previews that he did just showed the game as being bad. But that game just ended up being bad, so there was not kind of like change there. And the hype, I don't know. It's you know, stick with that. Let's fuck it. Let's not have an official question of the week. I pledge my what I'd like to hear people's thoughts on. Let's just see what the fuck comes in. If nothing comes in, we'll send her to think for his questions or emails, whatever.
You know what I'm gonna do?
The next week,
when I'm editing the show, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna transcribe everything you just fucking said, and that's gonna be our question of the week.
Oh, I was gonna say when you release the fucking like the note in the Retroids, you have to be like, Jesus Christ. Here's three pages
of text. I'll just quote you. I'll put quote Jeff, and this is what you fucking said.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
Better yet, I'm gonna cut this piece of the podcast out, and I'm gonna stick it in the thread so they can just listen to it.
And if it's a big failure, then we take Evil Pirate John's kind of idea spin off on that, and we'll do that next week.
That's right.
Totally. Today has just not been my fun.
To answer that quote unquote question of the week, send an email to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's numbers.
It's numbers. You can send us a voicemail via MP3 to our email as well, and you can get us on Google Talk. We are interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Let's see. We are on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and individually we are Indus Chris and Indus Geoff.
And it's G-E-O-F-F.
And Jason is Unistrike, and Glenn is 9 kilobytes. So follow them as well. You can also get us
those
on Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And come over to Retroids and join the community and post on our forums. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
That is all I've got.
That's all I got.
That's our show. So if you don't have anything else, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. We would very, very much appreciate that.
Or your mom.
Or your mom.
One of you.
Chris, your mom might not like this show because we say fuck too much.
Yeah, don't tell her. Your uncle, though, will love it.
Your uncle will love it. Do you know that uncle that says pull my finger? Yeah, tell him about it. Where was I? And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review.
Make an uncle diddling joke. That's
not. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.